And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you. It sounds like a discussion about a cartoon, which many saw as racist, was the big letters topic this week.
That's right. A reporter's roundtable discussion last week about the controversial drawing in the New York Post showing two police officers shooting a chimpanzee sparked these comments. Molly Mead wrote, "I was offended by this cartoon, but for much more than racism. I live in Connecticut, where this awful tragedy occurred. No one seems to remember that a woman was critically injured. She will never be the same, no matter how many surgeries she has. Nothing about this entire situation is funny. It's an insult to the woman injured to portray it in a cartoon in this way."
And Robert Grijalva chimed in with this. "How is this cartoon racist? A chimp was shot by police for attacking a woman, right? I don't see the racism in this cartoon. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid wrote the stimulus bill, not Obama. So where's the racism? Post, don't apologize. You don't need to."
And Keith Reuter in Oak Hill, Virginia, agreed with that sentiment. He wrote, "The suggested comparisons to Obama are so overblown. There's a website called www.bushorchimp.com, which compares President G.W. Bush to a chimp. The website has been active since the year 2000 and has had over 5 million hits. The legs of the chimp Obama story demonstrates how liberal the press is."
Alan McDonald wrote after he heard a discussion about the possible nationalization of some struggling banks. He suggested this. "It should be called democratization of the banks, not nationalization. The bottom line is that the banking system is now an unchallenged, unelected, and ruthless empire, and it must be brought into the service of, quote, the people under the control of our indivisible democracy."
And Gautam Chaudhary commented on a segment we did this week on a foundation started by the family of a schizophrenic musician, Nathaniel Anthony Ayers. Actor Jamie Foxx will play Ayers in an upcoming movie. He posted on our website. "Look forward to seeing the movie. I love the idea of the foundation. Good luck and blessings to Nathaniel and all those that see music with all of their senses."
And finally, we did get several letters about our show's cancellation next month. Here's one from Faye Morgan in Anchorage, Alaska. "I first started listening to your podcast on my iPod almost 2 years ago. I really enjoy your show. It is so informative and interesting to hear the different views. I'm sad you won't be around. I learned a lot from this show."
And that's it for letters. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few weeks.
And to write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, with a first family who frequents museums and theaters, the arts community is hoping for a boost in support. But in such a faltering economy, just how much attention can the administration give to the fine arts?